This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We begin in Philadelphia, where the train that derailed last night was going more than 100 miles an hour, twice the speed for which the track at that spot was rated. So said the National Transportation Safety Board today, and investigators are still trying to figure out exactly what happened. While at the same time, a bit farther south on the very busy Northeast Corridor down in Washington, D.C., Congress was coincidentally chewing over and, in fact, cutting Amtrak's budget. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer starts us off.
Ride an Amtrak train from Washington to New York, and you'll notice a lot of clickety-clacking. It's not a smooth ride. In fact, Amtrak says it has a $52 billion maintenance backlog on its Northeast Corridor. Sean Jeans-Gale is a spokesman for the National Association of Railroad Passengers. He sat in the House Appropriations Committee hearing on Amtrak funding today, wishing the committee would open the purse strings a little. It didn't.
There was a lot of hand-wringing where they said, "We all know this is inadequate, but there's nothing much we can do."
The committee members said their hands were tied by spending caps. So is Amtrak's Northeast Corridor safe?
I would characterize it as safe.
That's Joseph Sussman, who teaches and researches rail transportation at MIT. And yes, he was about to say, but...
But there's also the question of what quality of service is offered.
Like trains are late if they have to slow down to go over rough track. Sussman would like to see not just track maintenance, but sections of track good enough for high-speed rail. Mark Burton teaches transportation and economics at the University of Tennessee. He says if you wanted to run high-speed trains along the whole Northeast Corridor, you'd have to spend billions.
You'd need to invest in it from one end to the other. There would almost certainly be no section of track that was unaffected.
The entire budget for Amtrak in today's House bill, just over $1 billion, $262 million less than last year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.